hold in my hand the Apocalypse Code, find out what the Bible really says about the end times and why it matters today. I've said this a couple of times, but I think this is likely the most important book I will ever write, bar none. I hope I have an opportunity to write books like this in the future, but this is a crucial book for everyone to read for so many reasons. Number one, you will really understand why it's so important to learn to read the Bible for all it's worth, particularly with respect to eschatology and the end times. How is all of this going to cash out? We want to know how to read the Bible for all it's worth because people are making life decisions based on a misunderstanding of what the Scripture says with respect to eschatology. Again, this is a book that I hope thousands and thousands of you will order immediately, get the book, read the book, interact with the book. We can talk about it on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. But I think that it will strengthen your faith and it will be an exhilarating experience for you. I just reread the book as though I hadn't written it myself. It was a time since I turned the manuscript in, and a lot has happened since then. And I got the first copy of the book, and I sat down, and I read it from cover to cover, and I am giddy about it. I think this is, again, a book that can be revolutionary to your life, and it will open the Scriptures for you like a fragrant flower. It will help you understand that in many ways we have the key to terrorism in one hand and the fuse of Armageddon in the other, and we may ignite that fuse. We may cause Armageddon to become a self-fulfilling prophecy by no longer being in the bleachers, but on the playing field, making things happen. It wasn't all that long ago that people were standing on the state capitol, and they were pointing their finger at George Bush and Condoleezza Rice and saying, you know what, to the extent that you allow Palestinians to live in this land, to the extent that you opt for a two-state solution in the Middle East, you're poking your finger in the very eye of God. So they are calling then for a one-state solution, and Palestinians, whether they're Christian or not, and there are many Palestinian believers in the Middle East, are considered an awkward non-identity at best. And so we are calling then for a one-state solution in the Middle East, but based on a pretext, and that pretext is that this land belongs to people who have a particular DNA. Now, I'm all for having Israel in the Middle East. I'm not against Israel in the Middle East. That's not the point. But I'm also against dividing people on the basis of race. Ultimately, people are united on the basis of their relationship to Yahweh, the God of Israel, and should never be divided on the basis of race. And this book lays this out for you very, very carefully. You have the president of Iran on one side of the scale. He has theological presuppositions that want him to have a one-state solution in the Middle East as well. In his case, he wants it to be just Palestinians. And then you have people on the other spectrum, because of theological presuppositions, saying, I want a one-state solution in the Middle East as well, but I want it just to be Israel. But the real dream is to have people living side by side in Israel, not divided on the basis of race, but united on the basis of relationship. There was a quote from a pastor named Mithri Rahib, a Bethlehem pastor. He was quoted in Whose Land, Whose Promise by Gary Burge, but it's a haunting quote. He says, I'm a Palestinian Christian living under Israeli occupation. My captor daily seeks ways to make life hard for me. He encircles my people with barbed wire. He builds walls around us, and his army sets many boundaries around us. He succeeds in keeping thousands of us in camps and prisons. Yet despite all of these efforts, he has not succeeded in taking my dreams from me. I have a dream. I have a dream that one day I will wake up and see two equal peoples living next to each other, coexisting in the land of Palestine, stretching from the Mediterranean to the Jordan. Again, a Bethlehem pastor named Mithray, Rahib. You have, on the other hand, people like John Hagee who say, God's word is very clear. There will be grave consequences for the nation or nations that attempt to divide up the land of Israel. God's love for Israel expressed in the words of Zechariah, "He who touches you, Israel, touches the apple of his eye." Of course, the question here is, who is Israel? Is Israel ethnic Israel based on DNA and blood, or is Israel true Israel based on relationship to Jesus Christ? The end of the matter is this. Look, God is not pro-Jew. He's pro-justice. He's not pro-Palestinian. He's pro-peace. And I think that we as Christians need to be on the vanguard of being the solution in the Middle East rather than the problem. Well, all of that is simply to say that ideas have consequences, and how we read the Bible makes a huge difference on how we view the Middle East crisis and how we view Jesus. I mean, imagine the fact that there are all kinds of Christians today that want a rebuilt temple and reinstituted temple sacrifices, even people like Tim LaHaye who say that those sacrifices will be efficacious for sin. They will account for sin. When Jesus said, "One greater than the temple is here," and in Jesus, all the types and shadows have been fulfilled, and to fail to recognize that is to trample on the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, as the writer of Hebrews puts it.